Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Yeah, you know what? Absolutely, you want to see the Chiefs win a Super Bowl. Everybody does. But you also want to see the commercials. And there are going to be so many more eyeballs watching these commercials this year, thanks to Taylor Swift. And the man that puts on the show every single year, Super Bowl Greatest Commercials, The Ultimate Countdown. It airs tonight on CBS, 8 p.m. Eastern. And then you can stream it on Paramount Plus. And Bob Horowitz is with us. Bob, how are you?
I'm really, really doing well. You're making me a little nervous now about Taylor Swift, because I always like to think the reason people watch the game is for the commercials. Which, for the most part, is the case. Then there's the game. You got the Chiefs and the Niners, but then we also have Taylor Swift.
That's
some good competition there.
It's some good competition. And the other thing, Bob, so we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. So, this is so personal to us. But I think that's a good thing for your show, because you've got all these new fans of the NFL that want to see the commercials as well. And they, you know, the Swifties really don't know anything about football, so they're going to concentrate on the commercials. And you've been doing this for how long now?
23 years, pretty incredible. It was an idea that, you know, people often say, so where'd you guys get the idea to do a show like this, right? And you like to come up with some, well, we were at a think tank, we were doing market research. Well, the market research for this show was a Super Bowl party. We're true. And 24 years ago. And I can remember it to this day. And there was the living room and the couch and the big TV. And then there was the dining room where it was all cleared out, you know, with the sandwiches, the chili, and the, you know, buffet, the chips, the popcorn. And during the course of the game, everyone's, you know, catching up and over at the buffet table. But the minute those commercials came on, they scampered back. We were doing the commercials. So that was just, maybe the commercials deserve their own show. And, you know, at the end of the day, CBS said yes. And 23 years later, every year, it's the number one show. Doesn't matter whether the Swifties are there or, you know, Kansas City and the Niners and the Super Bowl. It's just people love to watch, you know, those great Super Bowl commercials, you know, over the course of the time of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you know, now the price of a Super Bowl commercial has skyrocketed. I think I heard the other day, 30-second spot's going to cost you almost $7 million. And so that's one reason why these commercials are so extraordinary, because every company puts their best face on. They hire the best directors. They come up with the best copywriting. Bob, so for 23 years, what's your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
Okay, so I'm going to go one, just since you took it in that direction, I'm going to go 180 from your point. So 7 million's right. All right, so now you have this. So the $7 million is your ante, and now you have to create the spot. I mean, do you hire the spokesperson, the big celebrity? You can see a lot of them on Sunday. And do you hire the big ad agency, the copywriter, et cetera? That is definitely a direction to go in. Ridley Scott did the great 1984 commercial. That's big time, and kind of why we're sitting here talking about commercials, because that's probably one of the first. However, I would say Doritos crashed the Super Bowl campaign. So you had the ante in for the cost of Super Bowl spot at that time, but the creative was done by Average Joe's, and the price tag for producing those spots in the crash the Super Bowl campaign was like $1,500 to $2,500 a 30-second spot.
Wow.
So successful creative Super Bowl commercials, or any type of creative, is not necessarily driven by how much you spend and the type of talent that you hired. Because Doritos, for 10 years, just hit the nail on the head. And we have those in our show, you know, Friday night on CBS. And we also have him. Sheppy did it when Sheppy grad, where the kid graduated, comes outside and thinks that his parents bought him the new car. And it's really the neighbor's car. That was created by a 22-year-old kid.
Wow. And you mentioned Doritos. They do so many great commercials. The Sling Baby commercial from 2012.
That's $2,500.
Oh, my gosh.
Sling Baby. Sling Baby. How about Time Machine? the Time Machine one?
Yeah.
Right? The kid on the front lawn,
right,
in the box time machine, and the guy goes inside, and he starts shaking it, and then the neighbor comes out while the guy's inside the box and kicks the kid away, and the neighbor is this 70-year-old guy, and the guy comes out of the box, and he goes, Jimmy, you're grown. It's genius. And,
it is.
Right? And genius, yet simple. So, over all the years of, Super Bowl commercial and us doing the show, there's so many great classics and, the ingredients. We've talked a lot about funny, on the Doritos. Mean Joe is the tug on the heartstrings, the Clydesdales, right, and the dog, those great stories. Clydesdales are back in the game on Sunday in our show Friday night. You're going behind, we went behind the scenes of the making of that spot. And it's just, it's amazing. It's amazing what goes into that spot. It's amazing the storytelling that Budweiser comes, up with. So, I think the success of commercials and the success of our show is really not the genius of us. If anything, we deserve credit for is stepping to the side and not getting in the way of the commercials, because people every year just, they it's like comfort food. It's taking you back,
right,
to that place in time where you remember where you were when you first saw that. And there's no other time during the course of the year when you can watch Charlie Brown and Linus and Charlie Brown's Christmas or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Ranger or Super Bowl greatest commercials and, right, Super Bowl commercials only at that one time of year. And I think that ties to the success of the program and of the genre.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We're talking to Bob Horowitz here in the National Defense. Super Bowl's greatest commercials, The Ultimate Countdown, will air tonight on CBS, and then it will stream on Paramount Plus. And Bob, just the way that you were explaining those commercials, that's also the magic of Super Bowl commercials. You can't wait to the next day to tell somebody about your favorite commercial or to talk about what was that? What? Why did they spend money on that? I mean, it's such a great national conversation, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, that's it's what you liked and what you didn't like, and that's the Monday morning water cooler conversation.
Right.
And I would say that's step one. If you make it to Monday morning, you've done a pretty darn good job. The great stuff is when you're, say, Budweiser, and you created the Budweiser or What's Up, any
right,
of those
right,
campaigns,
right,
and they become a part of pop culture, and they live on, not just Monday morning, they
right,
live on, years and years. And, that's fantastic. That's the epitome of just nailing it. And, some commercials, have done that.
Well, let me ask you about this, Bob. What is a monkey? What was that monkey baby deal? What was that about?
Puppy monkey baby. It's in our show. It's on our show tonight too. Puppy monkey baby.
Right.
Those ingredients, Super Bowl commercials, right? Like what puppies, right? That's Clydesdales and the Budweiser Clydesdales and dogs commercial. That's the puppy. The monkey obviously the various commercials that have used, chimps and animals, E-Trade used it, for a year. And, the puppy monkey baby is E-Trade.
Sure.
So it's ingredients of pitch people to sell commercials if you're not talking, say, celebrities. And that was just a very, very, very clever, commercial. And there's a little bit of inside joke there,
right,
as well. But it was very catchy, and it was Mountain Dew, and I think it worked for them.
Well, and I'm sure you've seen all of this year's batch of new commercials. I'm very excited. I've seen it once, the Jeremy Renner commercial. I just think that's fantastic.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Right. I think that one is great. Tom Brady. The Tom Brady spot is great. David and Victoria. I mean, there are a lot of celebrity commercials, to look forward to on Sunday. I I don't think they will fight. Kris Jenner, I've seen that one. It's an Oreo commercial. I think that's very, I think it's very creative, very, very, you know, clever. You know, how much will it really resonate for the product or trend? Yeah. And this, I don't know. I think that the good news about spending $7 million as your Annie in to be in a Super Bowl commercial is that the audience will be there for sure, for sure, for sure. You know,
right,
that even if it wasn't the Niners and the Chiefs, the rating would be up there. You'd get, you know, you would get your money's worth. No one's going to criticize that you picked the wrong show.
Right. But right,
did you come up with the right creative to accomplish what your marketing objective was? That's the question.
We're talking to Bob Horowitz here in the National Defense. And I got to tell you a story, Bob. I used to work for the national headquarters of the VFW. And our show, this show, is mainly active duty military and veterans and their families. And so a lot of people will be watching the game on Armed Forces Network. But we were involved in the making of a Super Bowl commercial several years ago from Budweiser. Budweiser asked the VFW to find a young man who was serving and bring him back to his hometown place in Florida, and that we would throw him a parade. And he would have no idea. He thought he was coming back to talk to a VFW post. And this guy gets there, and there's an entire parade. I mean, an entire parade. And his girlfriend is there, and he gets there, and they're doing the parade. He's out of his mind, and he's, you know, he's such a hero. And I'm watching this take place, and it's an elaborate production, as you can imagine. And then at the end of the parade, the director comes in, and he says, "Okay, that was fantastic. Now we're going to run it backwards." And they ran the parade backwards to fill in the gaps. But, I mean, that's the kind of, focus that it takes for these commercials.
Right. Right. But that's the, you know, that's an example of a big budget spot. And again, in our program this year on CBS, you see that in the Budweiser Clydesdale River churn with the dog, because
sure,
you know, the spot was, it was filmed in California. Like, it was filmed in California. We were there on the set, and so it's filmed in California in October, and yet when you watch the commercial, it's a town which is, you know, being socked with a snowstorm.
Right.
So imagine what they had to do to create that backdrop, and it's incredible when you talk about big budget spots, what they will throw, you know. You know, what goes into making 30 seconds?
Man, I can't wait to see the show tonight, Bob. Hey, man, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck on the Super Bowl Greatest Commercials tonight, The Ultimate Countdown on CBS. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.